The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Good morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money right here at 640 Toronto. It's a show where we talk about your life and your money. I'm Chris Creston, and I'm joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. Kelvin is one of the top financial advisors out there and an all-around great guy. You know him very well if you're a regular listener to the station, but if you're not, welcome, first of all, and thank you for making us part of your Sunday morning. If you need to reach out to Kelvin anytime or you just want to reach out to Kelvin, you can visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a ring the old-fashioned way at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Again, like I said, thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. And Kelvin, thank you for making all the listeners here at 640 part of your Sunday every Sunday morning. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you? Everything good?
Everything's good here. Yeah. You know, I can't complain. Nice long weekend. Can't complain. Happy Canada Day to everyone out there as well.
I can't believe it, man. Like, school's over. Hockey's over. Well, you guys, hockey's been over for you guys for a long time. But playoffs are done.
You know, can you believe that I forgot that school ended? Like, my mom's a teacher. And she was saying to me, you know, I can come over anytime after this Thursday. She was saying to me earlier in the week, I said, what do you mean? Are you getting fired? Are you retiring? Oh, they take a break for the entire summer. I wish I could do that. There's a lot of reasons why I'm jealous of teachers. One is the great pension plan and the other is the summers off. But I don't begrudge them that. I'm jealous. That's all I can say.
The topic we're going to talk about today is actually relevant to teachers and the markets and everything else. It's about planning. I mean, teachers start planning, I guess you should know, I guess maybe your mom starts planning like in August, I guess, like mid-August for the school year. And our planning in our financial planning world, you know, it's I think in my opinion, it's a little bit antiquated. I mean, I think it takes about 10 hours for a financial advisor to produce a financial plan. And many times it's made up of different segments. And sometimes the segments don't talk to each other, much like, and I don't mean it in a bad way, much like when you talk to the CRA, one department don't know what the other does. They get kind of convoluted. So I thought to myself, you know, the world is changed. The world is heading more towards us old guys mixed with artificial intelligence. And how do we incorporate this in our financial planning? How do we know, you know, questions I get is, Kelvin, when do I take my CPP, my old age, my RIF, which one do I take first, man? Like, what do I do? I kind of know, but I don't know. And I always make sure that before I answer a question, I know, you know, 100% of it. So I've been searching for someone or a plan out there that incorporates the old with the new. And I found a company called Conquest. And I asked Stacy to come on with us and give us some chat about what's happening.
That's great. Stacy Calder is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest, and she joins the show right now. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us and helping us talk about sort of the future of financial planning.
Happy to be here, Chris and Kelvin. Thanks for having me.
So you know, Stacy, I find, you know, us advisors, I've been doing this for about 30 years, and what I find is when clients give us a you know, if they have a problem, we try and find a product to fit into their problem. And what I'm noticing lately is we need certain strategies to figure out their problems. And I think that we really need help as financial advisors to have some type of artificial intelligence help us to get there, to do something that the clients are going to kind of know in a meaningful way. With all kinds of not all kinds of graphs and things that they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we can unpack that a little bit. I heard two meaty topics in that commentary there. Number one, first and foremost, the evolution of advice delivery across the financial planning space in Canada has become product driven as a function of the institutional setup that we have been raised through in the financial services industry. So if you think about traditional planning, most of us don't have the net worth to be able to work, you know, full time with a full service advisor. So we get our advice in silos. We, for example, we need a house, we go to a bank and we get advice on a mortgage, or we go to a mortgage broker. We want to go to school and we need have a financial need to go to school. So we go find out what options for funding that student loan might be. Or we move into retirement and we need to figure out how to decumulate those assets. So this shift from a product-driven approach to solving a financial plan or a financial need, if you will, to a strategy-driven approach where all of the pieces of an individual situation can be fed into a master plan leads us to that second comment that you made, which is specifically around artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has been around, as you're aware, since the 1960s, but it's only been in recent years that it's become incredibly powerful for us as consumers because of this concept of convergent technology. So technology that can speak to each other. So what we're seeing in the marketplace, not only in Canada, but globally, is looking for better, more simpler ways to view a customer or client holistically, and then uncovering opportunities to make sure that all pieces of their financial plan are working in their benefit holistically.
So yeah, I mean, we in the financial planning world, like I say, are driven by the old school. Not that it doesn't work. I think it works well, but I find on a go forward, we have to incorporate our old ways with the new ways that were upon us now, and we can better serve our clients by doing those kind of things. I think our job as advisors, and I'm only speaking for myself, is to manage people's expectations and try and find a way, you know, to manage those, not just through products, but through different strategies, especially like now when we have, you know, volatility and so on, all kinds of things happening. We need to implement that kind of stuff into the plan. And so we're in the digital age, and I think that's where you guys are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about expectations and the way the world has changed, financial services from an experiential standpoint is significantly behind that of other industries. So just take the food industry, for example. And, you know, the pandemic has certainly accelerated our expectations as people in terms of how we order our food, where it shows up, how we pick it up, how it's delivered, how we pay for it, the speed and service and quality of that. Where financial services, we are traditionally distributing advice from you know, these legacy systems, if you will, and change is hard for people. So you've got a big job on your shoulders on two sides. So number one, being a forward-thinking advisor and actually adopting new practices, change is hard for people. And we've done it one way for such a long period of time that the repetitive action of continuing to do it that way seems like a simple progress forward. But if we don't pause for a moment to look above our business and survey the landscape of what's out there and how we can leverage technology to run our businesses better, then we're missing big opportunities and even, you know, the longevity of our practices as we go forward. So integrating and adopting that technology is the one piece of it, but it also is going to help you manage those expectations better, because if you have a planning tool that is connected through artificial intelligence to, say, for example, you know, portfolio returns or performance aspects, you're able to use those data points to inform the expectations of your customers or your clients and really just help them sleep at night and know that you can pivot their plan anytime you need in order to help them reduce their anxiety around volatilities in, for example, the marketplace.
You know what Darwin says about change? What does he say?
You change or you die. Is that what it is? Those That's who don't right. adapt can die, will die. Yeah, something like that.
That's right.
Yes.
And, so, you know, so Kelvin, I keep walking all over you, man. But I think that you know, talking about the expectations, like Stacey was there, that's a huge part of what a good financial advisor is going to do, right? Because if you set the expectation too high for your client or too low or whatever it happens to be, if you don't have a realistic expectation, then they're going to come calling at you like, hey, how come I don't have a million zeros behind this one here that I gave you? There's a lot to change and modify, and to make sure that you've got the right information is huge. And I think that, like you said, if you don't change or adapt, you're going to fail or you're going to die. I think that's such a huge part about sort of the way that you look at your financial planning and the way you look at your clients is you don't like to rest on your laurels. And I know that about you. And I know that you don't like to get stuck in a rut. I think the one thing that you always say, if we're quoting Darwin, we'll quote another guy here, you don't want to be a know-it-all, you want to be a learn-it-all.
Exactly. That's the motto I carry on with. And that's why I have Stacey on, because it's the new way. I think of it, I was telling her earlier, I said, I think of what they do as the Tesla. It's like the Tesla financial planning business, that they're right at it. And you could either let the car drive itself, or you could drive the car the old-fashioned way. So you do both, and life goes. And who wins on all of this? Well, the client wins, because now not only are they having a human touch, but we're also getting the artificial intelligence way. You know what it's like? It reminds me of when you go to Google something and you type in like a few letters and you go, what? How did Google know what I want? Right? That's what it seems like to me. So I think the financial planning industry has really changed from when I started to now. And it seems like every 10 years, there's some type of something that changes us as the advisors and the client's perception how to do things. And I think the Conquest, which Stacey runs, is good for us.
And we're going to continue chatting with Stacey Calder, who is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest, as we continue to talk about how AI can better aid in the financial planning process. Don't forget, if you want to reach out to Kelvin, you can visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. There's a little link in the top right-hand corner where you can schedule a call. Schedule a call at the time and date of your choosing, or you can give Kelvin a call the old-fashioned way at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. You're listening to Your Life, Your Money right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money right here on 640 Toronto. I am Chris Crest and I'm the radio guy, but you are here to listen to the money guy. That is Kelvin, the money guy. And you can always visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You click on that schedule call link and pick a time and date of your choosing. You can do other stuff on the website too. He's got other tools and things available to you. And you can also listen to past shows as well, including this one. Once it has aired, you will be able to hear it as soon as you're done. So as soon as we're done talking, go and play it for your spouse to let them know, hey, this Kelvin guy's got some ideas and they're worth sharing and worth understanding. So make sure that we've got a better understanding of our financial plan. Or if you want to reach him on the phone, it's 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And it's not just Kelvin on the line here today. We've also got Stacey Calder, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest. And we've been talking about how Conquest uses AI to better build financial plans for financial planners and individuals to make sure that they've got the best system in place and the best plans in place and also the best understanding of their own plan to go forward and make sure that they're on the right track. You know, Stacey, in the break, we were just chatting a little bit about how stressful financial planning can be for people. I find it's twofold. I kind of glaze over at numbers. So on one hand, I'm bored by it. And on the other hand, I'm so stressed out about it. I don't want to go anywhere near a spreadsheet. How does Conquest help with that?
Sure. It's a good question. So bored and stressed out, I think we can sum it up with something called completely overwhelming. Most of us, I don't know why, I have a natural affinity towards talking about money. I always have. So I clearly landed in the right job, fortunately. But one thing that has not been thought a lot about in traditional financial planning process is the experience that that end customer is going through, that end client. How are they receiving the advice? How are they feeling comforted by that advice? And, you know, financial advisors, one of the best things they do is provide that comfort and that human connection and that trust and the oversight of the plan and the progress to plan and a person that you can call when there's up and down that you're uncomfortable with. But from a pure technology standpoint, traditionally speaking, the majority of the global planning tools that exist in the market space today have very static outputs and very sort of rigid structure as to how that output is put in front of a customer. And think about it yourself. If you've gone through a planning process and you know, you get in some cases a 300-page document, you might look at it as a paperweight that goes in your cupboard never to be looked at again. And so when Conquest was coming to market and the founding team, who has a rich and deep history in the financial planning and technology delivery space globally, they were thinking about what would be that end experience of the customer. They decided to go with a hyper-personalized digital story. So an output that is a story about the client specifically. And that story changes and evolves as the lifeline navigates. And as our lives change, the reality is we don't follow, you know, my life experiences are going to be very different than Kelvin's. And so we get out of school and we buy a home and we start a family and our families change over time and we go back to school or we change careers or a pandemic hits. And so we have these major life events that happen. And so Conquest has addressed that to reduce the anxiety of the end consumer and increase their understanding. The output is more of a simplified story with graphics and videos and can be customized to their purposes. And so that each time there's an engagement or a discussion with that client, the advisor and the client can co-plan digitally anywhere in the world using our dynamic portals and look at stories that are really personalized and made for that individual.
And you know, a good point. What I find is some of these financial plans, when clients come in to see me, it's so boring. And it's like, you're right, it's like a million pages and only about maybe 5 pages makes any sense. The rest of it is gobbledygook and graphs and things that people don't understand. And I think it takes away from people's understanding about their money, because I think, you know what, this is too overwhelming, man, I'm not going to read it, right? And I think yours simplifies everything and puts it in a common sense way where the average person will say, you know what, that is me. It's not Chris Creston, it's me, you know. It's not Stacey, it's me. Yeah, because I find too many financial plans are cookie cutter. They just changed the numbers. So I got $100, you have the million. And they just replace the money, or the numbers, and it spits out the same results. And I don't think it caters to the individual, in my opinion, anyways. So
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, just tying back to the first segment, we were talking about a strategy approach to a financial plan rather than product. And so the benefit of using that AI then with the personalized output is it allows the advisor to iterate a variety of plan alternates right in front of the client real time. So model out things like, do I sell my home now or later? Do I want to downsize that home in retirement? Do I work a year longer? What if I save $10,000 in retirement while working? And all these things that are real life scenarios that we would do to navigate retirement, they can be illustrated real time and show the overall long-term impact to that client's scenario. And so that's very powerful to show those metrics on screen real time as you iterate and talk through what alternates or possibilities. Michael Kitsis refers to it as possibilities planning, of what contingencies the clients would have in order to hit their objectives.
So you know, a few shows ago, Chris and I did on reverse mortgages. It seems to be something, as people are getting older and their houses are worth like billions of dollars, it seems like a lot of people are interested, but they don't know the math behind it. Does your software do things like that as well or no?
Yes, it can illustrate. So we cover both the asset and the liability side of the balance sheet. And not only do we look at the personal side, but we incorporate any corporate assets that the client has. And that's a very powerful lens from an advisor standpoint and from a client standpoint, because typically, again, planning has been done in isolation. So you need planning for your corporation, you get a plan over here. You need planning for your personal, you get a plan over here. Oh, you've got family trust and other trust things. Oh, you do that over here. Right. Conquest has been set up and structured from day one on this completely open two-way API. So as we add functionality through our monthly deployments and release cadence, we're able to take a holistic lens no matter what that client has in their personal circumstance, be it corporate or otherwise, and be it assets or liabilities. So we are a blended cash flow planning tool mixed with goals-based planning. So it's very holistic in its viewpoint.
Yeah, you know, I think it sort of feels like from the perspective of the old school way of managing finances, it's almost like you start with the product and work backwards, whereas it, in this sense, it's really from the customer forward. It's, you know, the old adage that, you know, to a man with a nail, every problem looks like a hammer, or the other way around. But it, if the real thing is, hey, how do I put this, you know, picture of my kids up on a board? All you need is a thumbtack. So there is sort of a little bit of really catering more specifically to the individual client. And I think that that's so important. If I put myself in the shoes that I would be in, which is the client and the person who's, you know, putting their hard-earned money into whatever investment or whatever financial plan we're putting together.
You know, it's like what I say, we live our life forward and our money life backwards. So with these type of software and things like that, with artificial intelligence, it leads us to that. Let me find out what I want to be, what I want to look like financially when I'm 70 or 80 or 60, whatever it may be, and use some of these things to help you manipulate your life today so that when you get there, you're living well then as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we hold it very near and dear to our heart. Part of the reason I joined Conquest a year and a half ago was not just the pedigree of the founding members of this fintech, but the passion and the values that they espouse and uphold. And so, Chris, your summary there of saying that we have built this platform with a end customer benefit in mind, you are bang on. And to give a little bit of a story to support that, our founding team was the original creators of one of the softwares that came to be leading in North America. And they sold that business back in 2011. And they did very well financially and didn't need to get back into the space, but they were all frustrated with the lack of innovation in the planning and advice space and the lack of oversight on the end customer. And so it's a huge market opportunity that they came back because they really have this deep passion. And our purpose at Conquest is to enable advice for all. So if we can make the planning process go from 10 hours to 1 hour for an advisor, and if we can help firms deliver digital advice to clients who never would have the opportunity to talk to an advisor, we feel that we're just really making the world a better place from improving financial literacy standpoint. So so to hear you summarize it in that lens, it's home very strongly with us from a passion standpoint.
It's almost as though it's like having a CFP, a certified financial planner in a box, almost seems like.
Yeah. I mean, there's gaps. It's still technology. And we really believe in the best of human with the best of tech. But the reality is we all have different perspectives on technology. So you think about like a direct investing platform where there's do-it-yourselfers that like to play with a little bit of money, but they want, you know, a lot of money over with an advisor or vice versa. The bottom line is we all have individuation in our choices, and we want to have the ability to execute where we want to execute. And so the CFP in a box, the tool is very smart and robust, but there is huge value, we believe, still in that traditional advice and the value of having an advisor walk you through. What we do really well is take away all the mathematical calculations, right. So you don't have to run them manually. But, you know, in the studies we've done, especially in the high net worth space and, you know, affluent markets, there is still a need for a professional to walk individuals and firms through their financial plan.
Well,
yeah, I think it's still very important to have an individual human being on the other side of things, to whether, you know, to talk you down or to explain things or to hold mm-hmm. your hand in some situations. I think, Kelvin, mm-hmm. you were going to talk a little bit about the statistics on that.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that, you know, statistics are showing that people are coming back to the traditional financial advisor. They did the wealth, well, I don't want to mention any names, but they did all that stuff. And now they're coming back to the real live advisor. So these kind of things just combines both the old-fashioned guy person with the new way of doing things. And I think the clients who adapt to this more will be very more successful as we go into the future, 3, 5, 10 years from now. And it's very interesting that what I see when I read about these things, and it's time for people to change and take that old traditional financial plan that you may have and speak to your advisor and see if you could incorporate it with some of these things that Stacey's talking about.
Yeah, and just quickly, but the reason, you know, a lot of these do-it-yourselfers have gone to those other platforms is because they want to be more engaged in their plan. And so we enable that engagement through our client portal, and they can go in and they can play with strategies and they can model things out and they can watch progress to plan, but they're still getting their advisor on the back end to be able to have that comfort.
Awesome. And that's so interesting to hear you talk about combining the, you know, the best of the human, the best of the machine, and sort of really come up with a proper plan that people are able to look at and understand, but can also have that human touch, which is so important. And I especially think in harder times, it's important to have a human being on the other side, because you have someone you can talk to. You have someone who can help you understand what's going on and help you figure out where your money should be and what it's doing right now. After the break, we'll continue talking to Stacey Calder, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest, and of course, Kelvin the Money Guy. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca, or you can call them anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to Your Life, Your Money, right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money, here with Kelvin the Money Guy. I'm not Kelvin the Money Guy, I'm Chris the Radio Guy. Kelvin the Money Guy is Kelvin Rampersad, and you can visit his website at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can schedule a call with him there. You can do so many things there. You can listen to past shows. I think for most people, they're looking to connect with Kelvin and touch base with him, run their money problems by him, and maybe try and figure out a plan that works best for them. Askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give them a phone. Pick up the phone and call 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And we're joined today as well by Stacey Calder, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest. And we've been talking about how they use AI to build better, easier to understand financial plans. And I know that one thing that could keep you up at night is just uncertainty about your financial plan. Not knowing what the next move is going to be will leave you tossing and turning and stirring and all kinds of horrible things that you don't want, because you got to get up in the morning and make some more money. And you're worried that your money's not doing what you want it to do. Having the right information in front of you at your fingertips is hugely important to understand where your money is.
Kelvin, why don't you jump in and then I'll pick it up from there.
No, I was going to, what I'm saying is, Chris, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've been doing this show for a few years and I've been doing the business for this long. And I think this is what's missing, is that we do these retirement plans and we kind of sometimes, you know, shoot in the dark and we don't know certain things like we know now because of the way the technology world's changed. And I think that's where Conquest and Stacey come into play to help us as the advisors do our job a lot better by running different types of AI scenarios.
Yeah. So if you think about it in practical terms, any of us who have received advice traditionally before, we may have, you know, been told to open up an RSP and given a benefit as to do that, or we have been told to, you know, invest into this product or that product with a goal achievement on the back end in mind. But there are, depending on our personal circumstances, a variety of things that keep us up at night, right? So we're stressed out about, you know, market volatility. Think of what the markets have done recently. Think about the past even 10 years. Like, there's ups and downs, and there's a lot of stress that can go with that. And there's a whole conversation we could have on risk tolerance, but we'll put a pin in that for now. But specifically around stress testing a financial plan, this one's really interesting to me because I've seen so many different models used throughout the industry. So one of the more popular models, if you're a high net worth individual and you're going in to get a financial plan, you'll get something potentially called a Monte Carlo analysis, which is a variety of probability of success model where in a certain number of iterations, that goal would be achieved a certain percentage of the time. And it's a stochastic model that is really used to indicate probability of success of goal achievement. But for most of us, what just came out of my mouth is a completely foreign language. Like, we actually don't understand that. Even the smartest ones among us, I had to study it for a long time to actually get a semblance of what it means. And I'm pretty sure I don't even know what just came out of my mouth. So when we did market research, talking to and clients of what they wanted about what actually prevents you from implementing a recommendation from your advisor and what actually keeps you up at night, the things we got back from that study was market volatility. What if the market crashes tomorrow? Or what if I get disappointing rates of return? Or what if I pass away too soon? Or my partner passes away too soon? Or we both pass away too soon? Mm-hmm. What happens in these major circumstances? Because they're relative to either things we've experienced in our past or we're fearful of in the future. And typically those two things are combined in some way. And so when Conquest came to market originally 18 months ago with our first customer, we launched what's called the What If module. And the What If module is a way that you can actually stress test the plan and model in these real life events and show them real time to the client. So the client can be in the client portal, the advisor in the advisor portal, and you can start to apply these types of scenarios. So what if the market crashes? You can customize it by whatever percentage crash you want to see at whatever interval you want to see with whatever recovery effectiveness that you want to model out. So you can get very granular to meet the actual concerns of that end client and show them real time what the impact would be, not only to the particular goal that could be at risk, but again, their overall holistic situation. And then our platform using AI will serve up a variety of proactive and reactive strategies that can be added to the very simple to-do output so that really it becomes a sleep at night factor. Like, hey, Chris, you were worried. We talked about the market crashing. Here are some alternate strategies. If the market crashes by 30% 1 year after retirement and it had a 67% recovery effectiveness, you might not want to get that granular with the client anyways. But you could say, Chris, can you earn $10,000 in retirement? Could you get a part-time job? You're not going to lose your house. You're not going to have to sell your car. You're not going to have to do all those things. Could you earn $10,000 to augment? And if the answer of that is yes, then great. You can apply that as a reactive strategy. So it triggers into the plan if that event actually does happen.
That's great. And I think that that adds such an extra element to planning to be able to sort of take those variables that are worrying you and ask, you know, ask the machine that, you know, reminds me of the What If machine on Futurama, but it gives you that extra to look and almost see a possible future and then make the contingency plan based on that. And that really takes away those worries that do keep you up at night.
And you know, I'm getting a lot of questions about insurance, life insurance, whether to protect the estate or do I have enough? Does your plan incorporate all those things as well or no?
It does. So we take term insurance or permanent insurance and we upload those policies into the plan, and our artificial intelligence will take all the data points from those policies and feed it back into the overall plan and show that application of those policies, how they will impact the client's overall scenario, whether it be personal or corporate.
Yeah, because what I find is people buy life insurance, like it's sold to them. They buy it. They have no idea why they buy it, how much they bought it, how is it part of their plan? So finally, there's something that can incorporate all this stuff together, and leave the client knowing they have a peace of mind no matter what happens. So I think it's a huge thing from my perspective, anyhow.
Absolutely.
We'll talk more about how AI can help in your financial planning and moving forward with the best of the human and the best of the machine, not just, you know, gamifying it and playing around with your own numbers, but making sure that your financial planner is a human being who can actually empathize with your problems, but also has all of the planning tools available that can be offered by artificial intelligence. We're talking about that with Stacy Calder, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest, and of course, Kelvin, the Money Guy. If you need to reach out to Kelvin, don't forget to visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can give him a ring, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more of your life, your money, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money, right here on 640 Toronto. Visit askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or give him a ring at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. We're joined today by Stacy Calder, who's Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest, and they use AI to help build better financial plans, but also build plans that your advisor can show to you in a way that is more understandable and easier to navigate and easier to plan ahead with as well. And I think a lot of people, as they're sort of looking ahead at the next few years, are probably thinking about approaching retirement or what they're going to do as they approach retirement. And a word that we've used a lot on this show, Kelvin, is decumulation. And I'm interested in understanding that part of the financial plan in a bigger way and how AI can help with that.
Yeah, you know, Chris, well, they say there's 1,000 people turning 65 every day in Canada. So we're an older, we're a young country, but older people. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of RSPs. I think it's okay. I think it serves its purpose. And I meet people that have, you know, 500,000-600,000 RSPs. And I'm thinking, man, you accumulated well, but now you got to decumulate. And how are you going to do it? What do I take first? And everybody you talk to has a different answer. So why don't artificial intelligence figure it out for us? So Stacy, I think this is what I was really interested in, was the decumulation. Do I take RSPs, TFSAs, CPP, old age? What do I do? We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Really meaty topic of discussion. And if I add some context to it, so decumulation really is longevity of income in retirement, right? How do we minimize our taxes, make our assets last as long as humanly possible? And depending on our income sources, that is very complex for one human brain to calculate. So what we've ended up with is a lot of trial and error in that process. So, and biases, quite frankly. So we get advisors that will run calculations on pieces of it, and they'll base it on the best decision making that they have and the best tools that they have at the time. But never before has there been such a powerful artificial intelligence driven decumulation engine. So Conquest has a team of 60 developers, give or take, right now, that are not only technology experts, but they're actually industry experts on financial planning. And if you think about the types of income in retirement, you've got CPP, you've got OAS, maybe you have a pension, maybe you have two pensions, maybe you have corporate assets, maybe there's dividends coming out of that corporation. Maybe you want to wind up the corporation. Maybe there's trust there. I could go on with several more income sources, but you get the point. So the idea is, how do we structure the most effective income in retirement? So depending on what the client's goal is, our artificial intelligence will look to the goal of what, again, is client driven. What does the client want to achieve in retirement? And it will look to serve up the best way to structure that income in retirement to also help that client meet their any net estate or charitable donation goals that they may have at the same time. Again, because it's holistic goal solving. And if you compare us to other incumbent planning tools in the market, a lot of those planning tools will just, they'll withdraw from tax efficient investments first. But that may not be the best idea for longevity of assets, because the target income and available assets or ways to fund that retirement may be unique to that client. So our system will take all the unique assets that are available. It'll run it against the client's goals, and it'll spit out a number of strategies to decumulate the most efficient way possible. So strategies like manage your taxable income or things of that nature.
So it's almost as though we got to get the strategy first and then find the product to fit into it, rather than the other way around, where we get the products and then try and figure out the strategy.
So 100%.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I say, I think this is, you guys are like the Tesla of financial planning business. It's like a strategic advice manager almost, right?
Indeed, that is our AI. But the fact is, there's 29 million iterations of start dates that you can take your CPP, OAS, and RIF. And so why would any human try and figure that out when you have a machine that can run those numbers for you?
I hear you. It seems like we need George Santos to figure this out for us.
You have Conquest now. No need. We're delighted to be in market and provisioning this.
It really is. It's great to have that kind of technology and take advantage of it in a way that is sort of meaningful and practical to the client as well, to not be left in the dark on something that like that, or like you say, left taking advice from friends and family and things like that, because advice is sort of like it's a bit of an ego game, because it's, this is what I did and this is why it's right. It's very rarely humble, and it's very rarely something that can really be catered specifically for your life, because it's not the same as your sister's or your mother's or your friend down the street. Everyone's got a different experience, and it's really hard to say, well, you know, just because John said that he retired or took his CPP at this age, it means it's going to work for you. It doesn't work that way. You know, you're going to be left following his track and his plan and not have one for your own.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, we try and individualize everything in the sense that we're all different. Stacy's different than you, me. And so we need to cater to the client rather than just giving you all one thing fits all, right?
Exactly. You know, Stacy, thank you so much for joining the show today. I think you've added a wealth of knowledge to our conversation about wealth and accumulation of it and decumulation and a certain aspect of it as well. That's Stacy Calder. She's Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Conquest. And I think she's opened my eyes to a whole world of financial planning. And I hope all the listeners appreciate it as well.
It's been great to be here. Thank you.
And thanks, Kelvin, for making another great day here, always bringing interesting ideas, interesting guests on the air to help us understand our life and our money. Hey, that's the name of the show. You've been listening to Your Life, Your Money right here on 640 Toronto. When you want to reach out to Kelvin, visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Whether you've got a financial planner or you're looking for a second opinion, or you don't have a planner, you've been going it alone, and it's time to check it with Kelvin, the money guy. Give him a ring, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.